With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey y'all, it's Dean Sharp. Today's Handle and the House Whisper is brought to you by The Kitchen Store. Find the best place to shop for kitchen cabinets in Southern California at 310kitchen.com. That's 310kitchen.com.
Live.
KFI AM 640.
Local.
And iHeart Radio Station.
Oh, home. Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, come home.
And this is KFI AM 640. Bill Handel here on a Wednesday, June 16th, as we finish up the show for the next couple of segments with Dean Sharp. Right now, you've got Vladimir Putin talking with the world press, describing what happened with the two rounds of talks with President Biden. Originally, it was supposed to be President Biden, or at least it was announced. President Biden was going to take the stage first. The two will not be seen together on the podium, as is usual. Each one is separately dealing with the world press, and it's still Vladimir Putin. Well, it's time for a House Whisper segment. Ready. Haven't done that in a while. Dean Sharp, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Glad to see you're back.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of months, to say the least. I strongly recommend a two-month vacation, sitting in a hospital room for most of it.
I don't know about the hospital room, but a two-month vacation sounds pretty good.
Well, how about the surgery at the end of that? What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, why not?
I just have, you know, I have a bad back, too, from years of straining it as a framing carpenter, and I'm just kind of fingers crossed that when I get your age, which, you know, 40 years from now, I will not have to go through the same surgery, I hope.
You know, I've never had a bad back in my life.
And really?
And all of a sudden it hit me with a sledgehammer. I mean, I had an infection 3.5 years ago where I was in the hospital. It was a back thing, but that was totally separate from this. And then it just slammed me like a sledgehammer. All right, let's quickly move into a topic that we were talking about, and it is totally coincidental because Layla was talking about going to be having rolling blackouts throughout Southern California because of the intense concentration of power that's needed because of the air conditioning. And yep. We're talking, obviously, one of the answers is a generator. And Alex told me, guess what? Right now, Dean is on his generator because there is a blackout going on.
That's exactly right. So if I sound good, it should be a proof positive of what I speak of today. Our whole area here. Now, ours is not a rolling blackout, just to be specific. Ours was actually planned for a couple of weeks because the power company is doing some work on, you know, our local circuit here, a transformer or something. So we know that we're out of power from 9 today until 3. But this is happening a lot. It's happening all the time. So I have a generator system set up here at the house. And as soon as the power goes down, I go outside, do a couple of... Now, mine is not an automatic system, which is the kind that I'd like to talk to you about. But I flip a couple of easy switches and boom, we're back on as I am with you right now. Power running in the house. So it's as if there is no blackout out there for us to deal with, which is a huge luxury and convenience when it comes to life, especially so many of us doing business out of the houses, but also it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue when it comes to wildfire season, a safety issue when it comes to heat wave season, because a lot of folks have medicine that needs to stay refrigerated. A lot of folks have equipment that needs to keep running in order to keep them alive and healthy. And so all of these things taken together, I'm kind of on a crusade for more and more KFI listeners and Southern Californians to get themselves an emergency backup generator. It's actually pretty dang easy to have installed quickly in your home, and you just pass over these issues, and they're going to happen more and more.
Now, when you talk about an emergency generator, whenever I think of generators other than, well, we'll go into it in a minute, I think of those commercials with the little Honda generators, for example, that you could carry around. We're not talking about that kind of generator or a bunch of those, are we?
Well, that's one direction you could go, and you have to get a little creative about how you do it. Those are called inverter generators. They're portable inverter generators, and they are not going to power up the entire house, but a good one will power up, you know, between 5 and 8 circuits in your house, and for most people, that's actually all you need to get through a power outage. So that's an option, no, but the kind we're talking about here is a permanent installed fixture, sits outside the house, somewhere outside the house on the property, you know, has a cover over it, looks sort of, you know, roughly the same size as your air conditioner that sits outside. And that is a backup generator that runs on natural gas and simply is connected to your house power panel through what we call an automatic transfer switch. And it detects when the power gets cut. And give it about 3 seconds, it starts up and it runs indefinitely on natural gas, running the entire house, including the AC, for the duration of the blackout. It also senses when the power comes back on, it shuts itself down, and that's the end. It's that easy.
And so, well, I mean, that does sound good, obviously. That's very similar to what I have, because when we built the Persian Palace, I thought exactly that way. What do we do when if we run out of power? And so I put in a generator, but not for the whole house. What I did, and you were talking about the whole house, and I wish I had, because what ends up happening is my electric oven is off, the AC is off, there are certain lights that work, the microwave, all the refrigeration, which is critical. Because if you talk about refrigerators, freezers, during a blackout, you can just kiss all that food goodbye if it lasts longer than a few hours. Let me ask you this. What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, it all depends on the size of the house, obviously, and it depends on the amount of circuits that you want to cover. If you want a whole house generator, you're probably stepping into the $5,000 range, a little bit lower. It can start a little bit lower than that. Crazily enough, it doesn't go all that much higher than that. It's right in that range. But let me just put it in this term. Most generator providers have great financing. They've got long payment schedules. And when you think about kilowatt hours for kilowatt hours, the next closest competitor to this idea would be having a solar battery installed on the house. A solar battery, it's about, after rebates and all the deals and the incentives, it's about $10,000 per battery. If we took the best solar battery on the market right now, which is the Tesla Powerwall, it stores 13.5 kilowatt hours of energy. But here's the key. It can only output 5 kilowatts worth of energy at any given time. There are air conditioners that demand more than that when they start up in a house. So if you think like, oh, well, I've got a solar battery, so I'm good. A backup battery is the equivalent of a very small little generator. A whole house generator has got it beat hands down, because we're driving the whole house. To do that in solar battery equivalent, we're probably safely, without exaggerating, $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, now that becomes crazy. And it's interesting with the backup, the backup power, the batteries, because I have a solar system at home and have for a bunch of years, and we've been talking about batteries. You should put one in. But so let's say the power goes out, and I need power at night, and or you have rain for 3 or 4 days. What do? They become pieces of art.
Well, that's true. You know, there is no absolute perfect system out there, but the solar batteries, now the nice thing is they recharge on the sun if the sun is out. But you're right. When production is low, it takes a long time for these batteries to recoup and recharge. And again, a house your size, Bill, sorry to say, I mean, you're looking at like 8+ batteries if you wanted anything close to the whole house up and running. 8+ batteries versus one properly sized generator. And let me tell you, relative to house size, it's just a simple, generators are affordable. They really, really are. and they work seamlessly, just like the whole house battery does, like I said. Now, yeah, is it possible that in a full-on natural disaster that both the power goes out and the gas line goes out, which your natural gas line is running your gen? Yeah, that's possible. Absolutely possible. But 99 times out of 100, that's not the case. And especially for the common use that Southern California is facing right now. Because what Southern California is facing is not earthquake disaster, although obviously that's a concern. But by and large, our power blackouts are going to come from these public service power shutoffs from the power company who are avoiding liability for starting wildfires. And when wildfires are happening nearby, the power company is going to shut down whole sections of the grid.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll finish it up on this Wednesday morning. This is KFI. Let's check in with Layla Muhammad. Good morning, Bill Handel here. It is a Wednesday morning, June 16th. And back we go as we finish the show on this Wednesday. Back to normal again with House Whisper, Dean Sharp. Dean heard Saturdays 6 to 8 a.m., Sundays 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and Saturdays preceding Handel on the Law. Dean, we're talking about generators, and it's serendipitous that you are on a generator as we speak because the power is out in your neighborhood.
That's right. We are on our backup standby generator. And it, as I have been preaching to everyone now for quite a while, life here on the farm is running as usual because the backup power generator is just taking care of everything. So it's as if there's no blackout at all. All of the neighbors are down and having to figure out what to do with other things. We, you know, I mean, I'm on the radio with you.
Yeah, which is good news. Otherwise, we would not do much of a segment if you can't speak. I'm assuming if you live in an apartment, you're just out to lunch. I mean, there's no way to back up your power in an apartment.
Yeah, I mean, if you had an apartment with a balcony, then you could have one of those little inverter RV generators, set it out on the balcony. Please set it outside. It has, you know, a gasoline exhaust. But you could set it out on the balcony and run an extension cord inside the house to keep certain things going.
That makes sense. We're looking at more and more blackouts. And why aren't we building any more power plants? I mean, that's always a question because we have more people and we don't have more power. So what's going on?
Well, I don't think it's really an issue of the power plant itself. It's an issue of the infrastructure from the plant to our homes. It's that equipment that gets old. Transformers get old. Power lines that are exposed. That's why so many cities are trying desperately, but believe me, it is incredibly expensive, to get power lines run underground instead of on poles. It's very, very inexpensive to run power on poles overhead, but those poles are subject to the effects of nature. The lines break down in sunlight. Transformers wear out because of nature. And power poles get hit by things like, you know, lightning and cars. And so if we were underground, we wouldn't be experiencing half of the issues that we're having. So I don't think it's about the generation capacity yet. But the roads that power has to travel to get to our house, that's the stuff that's under concern.
I want to be able to do a little prognostication here, ask your opinion, because you're obviously well into the building issues. And because we live in Southern California, because drought is going to continue on, I mean, there's real climate change. I mean, just look at the weather now. So the droughts are much deeper, and the rains in various parts of the country are obviously much more intense. Do you ever see generators being part and parcel of the home building itself, where developers will be asked or offer generators?
Yeah, it's already happening. It's already happening. And that's kind of what I've been trying to communicate, Bill. Right now, I mean, yes, I'm a custom home designer. And so, you know, a lot of my clientele are kind of higher end, you know, estate kind of clientele. From day one, we've been doing it. It's just a given. It's a standard item on my list of like, okay, where are we putting the backup generator? It's not even an option that I throw out at clients anymore. But in the middle class, in the vast majority of homeowners, that availability, and the cost has been dropped so low that now this is available to everybody. So developers are beginning to plan this in their new developments. Every time we build a new home, regardless of its size, we have this talk with the client about, okay, you really should consider emergency backup power. It's just the nature of life in Southern California, and it's not going to change anytime soon, meaning, you know, decades. It's not going to change. So to have that there, in my opinion, is fastly becoming just part of basic infrastructure for the house. Just like, you know, every house, we run electricity, we put in a panel, and we connect it to the city. Now we run electricity, put in a panel, connect it to the city, and have a transfer switch to a backup generator.
So do you ever see that being part of, for example, the building code? Because weather is what it's going to do, and the fact that backup generators are so incredibly necessary, do you see the building code being changed and saying you have to do it?
Not the international building code.
No, I'm talking about local. I'm talking about but
local,
Southern California.
Yeah, absolutely. Local municipalities would be smart, in my opinion, to start requiring it, and I'm sure it won't be long before we see it. Just like right now, local municipalities have the authority to ask for or to require upgrades to your house if you're building in a fire zone or you're building right in an earthquake zone or anything like that. So, yeah, I don't see a reason why it won't become a requirement at some point. So the point is, why wait for that to happen when blackouts are going to start right now, like the one I'm going through right now, and they're going to continue all through this summer, all into the fall. When fires get anywhere near your house, they're going to have it. They are going to happen. And so even my little setup here, Bill, which I did quite a while back, and it's a little manual because, you know, I'm me. So I save some money on some certain things. But Duffy Power, who happens to service all of the generators for iHeart at the studio building, also does home power. And they've become a sponsor of the show. And I'm actually having a conversation right now with them about upgrading my system to one that just, you know, mindlessly turns itself on. For KFI listeners, that is a fantastic resource for them as well.
Yeah, what a shocker. Dean, thank you. Well, we'll catch you this weekend.
Thanks, Bill. Okay. Oh, by the way, this weekend, all calls, Saturday and Sunday. Nothing but everybody's calls.
Amazing.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.